When upon the clouds of heaven Christ shall come to earth again, will the world be glad to see him when our Lord shall come? Where they'll be singing, they'll be singing, they'll be shouting, they'll be sorrow, they'll be pain, they'll be weeping, they'll be praying when our Lord shall come again. He's coming, bring rejoicing. Where will breed, bring tears and pain. Are you ready to receive him when our Lord shall come? They'll be singing, they'll be singing, they'll be. Join in lamentation, where the angels can't refrain. There'll be these people crowning when our Lord shall come. They'll be singing, they'll be singing, they'll be shouting, they'll be praying. I'll come again. We can pray till Jesus calls you. Help to gather in the grave. Then with joy you meet the Savior. When our Lord shall, oh, they'll be singing, they'll be singing, they'll be. They'll be shouting, they'll be sorrow, they'll be pain, they'll be weeping, they'll be praying when our Lord shall come. They'll be singing, they'll be sorrow, they'll be pain. They'll be weeping, they'll be praying when our Lord shall come. We can pray till Jesus calls you. Help to gather in the grave. Then with joy we'll meet the Savior. When our Lord shall come, they'll be singing, they'll be singing, they'll be shouting, they'll be sorrow, they'll be pain, they'll be weeping, they'll be praying. When our Lord shall, when they'll be singing, they'll be singing, they'll be shouting, they'll be sorrow, they'll be pain, they'll be, oh, they'll be, oh, when our Lord shall come again.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, we thank the Lord this morning.
Amen.
The grace that is sufficient for us.
Hallelujah.
Oh, to find ourselves right in his presence.
Amen.
Oh, let us all lift up our heart this morning.
Hallelujah.
And sing amazing grace, amazing.
Amen.
Grace, amazing grace, amazing grace.
Amen.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. But now I say, 'twas grace that taught my fire to get in grace, my ears be. How precious the grace of
Thank you for another week that, Lord, you have given to us. Father, we bless you, Lord, this morning. We thank you for the week that is gone, Lord. And Father, the grace that you have given to us. Oh, to begin a week, oh Lord, right in your presence, Lord. Right in your home, Lord Jesus, Father, we thank you, God. The Lord Jesus, your protection over us, Lord, your mercy. Oh, Lord Jesus, grace has been so sufficient for us, Lord. Oh, in our working places, Lord. Oh, in our homes. Oh, for our children going to school and back, Lord. Father, we thank you, we bless you, Lord. Oh, we give you the glory, Lord, this morning. Father, we thank you, the Lord Jesus, who granted us, oh, genuine mercies once again, Lord. Oh, to be in your presence, O Lord. Father, may your name, O God, this morning, oh, be lifted up, Lord. Because, Father, we come here, Lord Jesus, oh, not to meet one another, but we have come, Lord Jesus, oh, to meet you, O Lord. As Father, we pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord, you meet us, Lord, according to your riches in glory, Lord. Oh, Father, that is what, Lord, we are looking forward to this morning. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we say thank you, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Blessed be your name, Lord. Amen. Father, we thank you once again for this privilege for us to be in your presence, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we thank you for the week that is gone. Oh, thank Lord, it has been your grace, Lord, that has seen us through our working places,
hallelujah,
in our homes, Lord, your sustaining power, hallelujah, God. Oh, for our children, oh Lord, as they've started school, Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, amen, that your hands have been upon them, oh Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, even for many mercies you have given to us this morning, oh Lord. Oh, to begin a week like this, oh God, right, amen, from the presence of your house, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you, amen, God, the Lord, once again, we know. The Lord, where two or three are gathered together, yes, in your name, there you are in the midst, Lord.
Yes,
and Father, you saw this day, oh God, the purpose for it, oh Lord, is to glorify your name. So Father, we are here, Lord Jesus. The Lord, you use us, oh God, to glorify your name, oh God. Father, even as we tend to your word, oh God, we know you are the author of it, Lord. Father, come, bless your word, oh God, and make it alive, Lord, unto us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for our youth that are right in North Ireland, oh God, with our pastor, Father. We just commit them into your hands. The Lord, you bless them, oh God. Father, keep them, Lord, and let the same quickening power that we will receive, oh God, let it be their portion over there, oh God. Father, once again, we say thank you, Lord. Bless your word, oh God. Bless your children this morning. As we have come, oh Lord, with all humility, Lord, to receive from you, oh God. Speak to us, Lord. We are ready, O God, to hear. With our hearts, Lord, right, upon the altar, Lord. Father, let your fire consume it now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Glory to bless you. As we stand in, let's quickly turn to the word.
Amen.
We shall read our first scripture from Galatians 4:27. And then the second reading will be Psalm 37, 1 to 6. Galatians 4:27, the first reading. Let us hear the word of God. For it is written, rejoice, thou barren that bearest not. Break forth and cry, thou that travailest not. For the desolate hath many more children than she which hath an husband. Amen. Our second reading, Psalm 37, 1 to 6. Said, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord, and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily, thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Amen. Commit thy way unto the Lord. And trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Amen. Let's pray once again. Lord, we know the Holy Spirit that wrote this is ever present here to make the word come true. Because you are faithful to your word, O God, which never failed, Lord Jesus. Father, help us now cast aside our own thoughts and lay aside every fret and frustration, every weariness and worries, and now look unto you, our high priest, through the living word that, Father, we have just read, O God. Bless us this morning, Lord Jesus.
As Lord, we sit at your feet, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. May we be seated. Amen. We have visitors here this morning. We have Sister Mimi from Waterford. Sister, you? Oh, God bless you. God bless you. You are welcome. God bless you. And then we have Brother Mike's sister with us this morning. God bless you also. God bless you. And then we have our precious brother, Brother Mike. He has a Thanksgiving. He wants to thank the church this morning. Brother Mike and Sister Patience would like to thank the saints for all their support during this difficult time. God bless you, brother. And one thing I want to say also is that we are happy to see Brother Mike and our precious Sister Patience here this morning. We all know the week that has gone has been a real hectic time for them, especially even the last Friday, from the early hours to the late hours of the day, they were kept on their feet. And we thank the Lord that instead of them probably taking a rest today, they have come to the house of God to worship. Amen. Amen. And I believe they are making really good of the word that the church gave to them. Because I will go back to that again this morning, just as a prelude, and then to as many also that weren't able to come, at least to hear the message that went forth, so that we can stand on that and continue to remember them in prayer. Amen. Amen. The prophet said, let us see if we can identify our present state now with Bible characters. He said, all those things happened back in those days for our example. They are our example. Amen. Amen. So, in every situation, go back to the Word and look for the characters that also were thrown into that same situation you found yourself. That's what the prophet is saying. That identify your present state now with a Bible character and follow it. And whatever God did for that, you will surely receive it also. Praise God. So we all know what actually our brother and our sister had to go through. And so, as the prophet is saying, we had to what? Go back to the scripture. Amen. And identify our situation. And now, one thing is that, dear, it is not only for them, it is for all of us. Amen. And what has happened? It's not only them, it is all of us. Amen. Because we are one family. Amen. One body in Christ Jesus. So when there is joy, we all what? Rejoice. And when there is any load, we all bear the load. So last Friday, there was a short message that gave, that came for us to encourage our brother and our sister. And this morning, we will look through that. Our topic for this morning is fret not thyself. Praise God. Just in line with our present situation. Fret not thyself. So last Friday, we looked at two scriptures. We went there to find what? Bible characters. And we got Job and David. Amen. And we all know the story of Job. He was in the house when a report just came. And he said, all your oxen and asses have been taken away by the Sabians. And all your servants have been what? Killed. And the Bible says, whilst that servant was yet speaking, another one came. And when he also came, said, my Lord, fire from heaven has what? Come down to consume all your sheep. And it had consumed all what? The servants also. I was the only one left. And I am come to give the information to you. The Bible says, as he was yet speaking. That means he couldn't even finish. Then another one came. He said, my Lord, the chariots had what? Come upon your servants, and they've taken all the camels away, and they've killed all the servants. I was the one only left. Oh my. He said he was yet speaking. He was still. He had not even finished his report. Then another one came again. He said, Master, while he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters, they were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And how many sons were there? Seven. And how many daughters were there? Three. Praise God. And he said, behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house. And it fell upon the young men, and they are all dead. And I only am escaped to come to tell thee. Brethren, put yourself in the place of Job. These reports coming one after the other, one after the other, one after the other. The devil knows how to really hit hard where it will pain. Amen. He knows it. When he has been given, listen to that, when he has been given, the go ahead. Brother, he will really tear you to pieces. Amen. That was what he was trying to do on Job. Amen. But let us see what Job did. He said, Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped. Amen. Oh, praise God. Hey, hallelujah. Hey, I don't know if it were me. I don't know what I would do. Oh, Lord, why have you allowed all these things to come upon me? I've been serving you all the time. Probably I won't go to church even anymore. I mean, what's the need of me going to church? I won't worship God even anymore. Because I've been trusting in you. And now look at what you have come upon me. Not Job. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Not him. Amen. But he did what? He rose up, shaved his hair. That means he cleaned himself. Amen. Praise God. And fell upon his face and worshipped God. And he said, Lord, you gave. The Lord has taken. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, praise God. This is a truly, you see, God himself gave a testimony about Job. He said he was a perfect man, an upright man, someone who feared God, someone who hates sin. Praise the Lord. But look at what came upon him. Job never knew what was going on behind the veil. He never knew what was going behind the veil. The prophet said something here. He said, I believe there isn't anything harder than to bear an unexplained trouble or burden. When trouble seems to be what? Pointless. And it is what? A terrible strain on your soul. If we could see some reason for what we have to go through, we could what? Endure it more easily. If we got to know, if we will know why, if Job would have known why all these things were happening to him, he would have been able to what? To endure. But he never knew anything. Amen. Praise the Lord. See. But notice, one reason I believe we have been given this Job testimony is to help us understand that life can still have a great deal of meaning even when it looks absolutely useless. Praise God. Life is not the end. When we go through what? Trials and tests. And here the prophet is saying is what? He believes that Job's testimony, it is for what? It is for our own example. Amen. Said, and it tells us also that God himself that allowed it to happen for a good purpose. To prove to Satan, the accuser, that there are mortals who would continue to serve him no matter the situation. They will never curse. Amen. And this morning, our precious brother and the wife, just like Job did, they have come to worship. Praise the Lord. They have come to worship. So if we would follow these examples, then whatever happened at the end will what? Will be our, because he's the same God. He's a God of justice. What he did in the past, he's doing today, he will do forever. Amen. Then our second was on David. Praise the Lord. And we all know David, starting from reading from 2 Samuel, 12 verse from the 15th verse. He said, and Nathan departed unto his house, and the Lord struck the child that Uriah's wife bare for David unto David, and it was very sick. Amen. David's child was sick. God has struck him with sickness, and he was very sick. And when you continue reading, he said, David fell upon the ground and prayed. He wept, seeking the face of the Lord for the child, praying 7 days. David was what? On the floor. He will not eat. He will not answer anyone. He will not speak to anyone. 7 days. The child died. And the servants, they feared to tell him. Because he said, the way how he has what? Torn himself. If we tell him, he may vex himself. He may do himself harm. Because to hear that the child is dead, then something will happen. So they were whispering among themselves. And David heard it. So he asked the servants, is the child dead? They said yes. The Bible said David what? rose up from the floors after 7 days. And what? The first thing he did is that he washed himself. Praise God. And then anointed himself and changed his apparel. Oh, praise God. And then where did he go? Straight to the house of God. Amen. Like my precious brother and wife, they are here. Straight to the house of God. To do what? And worship. Oh, same as what? Job. He went to the house of God and worshiped. Praise the Lord. And when he came from the house of God, he came back to his house. The first he said, hey, give me food to eat. Ah, the servants were surprised. Hey, but let us read what happened there. Verse 21. He said, then said his servants unto him, what thing is this that thou hast done? Thou did fast and weep for the child while it was alive. But when the child was dead, thou didst rise and eat bread. And he said, while the child was yet alive, I fasted and wept. For I said, yeah, who can tell whether God will what, be gracious to me, that the child may live? But now he's dead. Wherefore should I fast? Praise the Lord. Can I bring him back again? He's in the hands of God. God has requested it, required it. How can I go and take it from his hand? Oh, praise God. Just like what? When our father Abraham, God said, your only son, go and sacrifice him for me. God says he needs it. Oh, Abraham could have said, oh, Lord, if anything you want at all, I can use to sacrifice even all my sheep, all my cattle. I will sacrifice them to you and leave my child for me. No, Abraham never questioned God. He was ready to what? To give the child to the Lord. So if it has, the Lord requires it, and it is in the hands of God. Oh, praise be to him. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And so David said, can I bring him back whilst he is in the hands of God? Oh, no, sir. Amen. Give me food to eat. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, the servants were disappointed. They were really disappointed. The way how they asked the question, they were disappointed because they were expecting what? A national holiday. See? They were expecting a national holiday. That the king's son is dead, and so they declare a national holiday so that they can go out and boost. See? They were expecting something like that. See? And all their black clothes they have sewn, it was becoming useless. See, it wasn't, David was not going to mourn. Amen. Amen. And we are not going to mourn. Amen. Because we know where our child is. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So, there is no mourning. Give me food to eat. Amen. And what does the Bible say? David comforted Bathsheba, his wife. Amen. And went in unto her and lay with her, and she bare a son and called his name Solomon, and the Lord loved him. Praise God. That's exactly what we are going to do. Amen. And Solomon is on the way coming. Oh, praise God. And the whole church say, amen. Because it is all for us. Amen. Praise God. Because this is it, Lord. We are standing upon the basis of your word. Our brother and the wife, they've come to worship. They are going to do according to your word. Amen. And we are expecting our Solomon. Amen. Praise God. Now, what lesson do we get from Job and David in this wise? They both put behind them the thought of what had happened and looked forward, trusting in the Lord that he is able to restore. Praise God. They put it behind them and looked forward, believing with all their heart that God, who has taken, he will what? He will restore. Praise God. God will never take anything from you just like that and just leave you just like that. No, sir. That's why even we, earthly parents, if probably you have bought a wrong thing for your child. See, as we have been talking, like we heard what the pastor was preaching on, there are a lot of things that are what? The devil is behind. And so now probably many of you have started what? Trying to take those things away from the home, from the house, isn't it? But one thing is that when you take something away from your child, try to what? Find a substitution. Try to, not even a substitution, try to find something to replace it. Amen. Amen. You don't take anything from your child and then leave him like that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Take it and what? Replace it. Amen. God takes, he replaces. Amen. He restores. Amen. 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 And we know Job. We know that it was what? The hands of God. And we know David's own. It is what? The hands of God. And in our case, we know it is the hands of God. Praise the Lord. So, the Lord, we took his word again in Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. That we remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. So that, behold, I will do a new thing, and it shall spring forth. Praise God. Amen. My brother, when you allow the old things to go, then God will have the room to what? Restore. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Yes. We got to what? Allow room for God to restore. That's what Apostle Paul said. He said, one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press on towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of my Lord. Amen. My brother, my sister, look forward, press on, and go to the mark. Take it. It is yours. Amen. Praise God. That is the promise of God this morning to you. Amen. And we are, the whole church, stand upon the basis of that word. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That new thing will surely come to pass. Amen. Amen. So we are rejoicing this morning. We are not mourning. We are rejoicing. That, but as the prophet said, yeah, it's painful. It comes and takes us on our ways. But we know that the Lord is in control. Amen. Now let's look at the text that we read. I want to read the part here. It said, the desolate hath many more children than she which has an husband. You see? If you get the meaning. The unbeliever has more than what? The believer. See? I looked for the word desolate. Now, is that the word desolate, this is how the Oxford Dictionary gave the meaning. It said, something bare and empty. A desolate place. That is bare and empty. That means there is no life. Desolate, that's the meaning. No life. And we know that somebody without Christ has no life in him. So the desolate here is someone who doesn't even know the Lord. Who doesn't know God. He has what? Even many more children than she which has an husband. Ooh, my brother is very strong. Praise the Lord. Of course. Brethren, someone without Christ has all the needs. And then we Christians, we look as if we are destitute. But praise be to God. In here, as this song, we've been singing this song, we are often tossed and driven on the restless sea of time. My brother, it is always good. Do you know that it's always good for us to be what? Tossed up and down. Hallelujah. By this world, not our God. Amen. Amen. Yes, brethren, it is good for us because it always keeps you on the helm. Yes, right. You know helm? The steering for what? A boat. Praise God. If your boat is wrong, you will be always at the helm. And who is the helm of our life? Is the word. Amen. Praise God. And so if you are tossed up and down, you are always by the word. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so every true Christian will consider the world as what? Troubled sea. Praise the Lord. You must consider the world as what? A restless sea. That's how Christians, we consider how the world is. But if a Christian, you consider the world to be a calm and what? Oh, with sweet breeze blowing. Then my brother, check your what? Christian life. Amen. 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 Christians look at the world as what? A restless sea. So that it keeps us all the time on the rem, on the helm. Praise God. Amen. That's how we Christians, we see the world. Amen. Then, if you see the world as a calm sea, then brother, the prophet said, check your Christian life. Amen. Amen. And how do you check your Christian life? The prophet said, watch the things you do. If you want to check your Christian life, he said, check the things you do. Amen. And what you say. Amen. And your associates. Praise God. Check what you do. What you say. Amen. And your associates. He said, it will do what? You will find out whether you are really got anything there. Praise the Lord. Our reading, he said, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself. Amen. Because of him who prospereth in his ways. Or because of the man that makes what? Evil devices to what? To prosper. Don't look at them. Don't prosper. Don't what? Don't fret yourself. Amen. Amen. He said the desolate has many more children than she which hath an husband. It's a strong something telling you something. And it is true. Amen. The people of the world, they have everything. And it looks as if we Christians are what? We are destitute. See? A desolate, as someone without, a desolate place is what? Some place where, without life. So somebody who doesn't know Christ, because if you don't know Christ, you have no life in you. They have what? Many more children. And you that have Christ, you have a husband, isn't it? Your husband. Amen. You that have Christ. You see that? Amen. He said, we are often destitute of the things life demands. My brother, what he's saying, this song, what he's saying, is destitute of what? This life here on earth. Praise God. Of course, we Christians, we are destitute of what? The things of this world. Of this world. And let us remain like that. Praise God. It's good for us, Lord. To be what? To be destitute of the things on of earth here. Praise God. Because we know that we have a treasure somewhere. Our treasure is over there. We are just passing through here. This is not what? Our home. Praise the Lord. This is not our home. We are just passing through. Meanwhile, in our home, we have what? Many mansions. Jesus told us. Praise God. So if I had to pay thousands and over to find just a small place to lay my head, even sometimes it becomes very difficult that we are always what? We want of food and want of shelter. Praise God. We have mansions over there. So let us remain destitute of the things that life demands on earth here. Because we don't have a continuing city here. We are seeking one to come. Like our father Abraham, looking for that city. Praise God. Which has foundation. Whose builder and maker is God. That city we are looking for. Praise God. I want the food. My brother over there, we will never think about what we will eat. Praise the Lord. Amen. See? Here, sometimes you have to look for African shop. Look for Asian shop. Lithuanian shop. Polish shop. Aldi. Tesco. Going up and down. Oh, my brother, want of food? No. Over there, praise God. Amen. Let's remain destitute here. Amen. Of the things that life demands on earth here. Because we have our treasures somewhere else. Amen. The last verse of that song says, but we will understand it by and by. Amen. We will understand it what? Why we go through all these tests and trials. We will understand it what? By and by. But I believe, brother, we have come to that understanding. Amen. We have already arrived. We know why we got to go through tests and trials. We know it. Amen. In the same chapter, Psalm 37, verse 16, he says what? He said, a little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. The little that a righteous man has is better than what? The riches of many wicked. Let's be content, my brother. The things of this world, my brother, let them go. Only one thing we are seeking after, our Lord, the Word. Amen. He said, so fret not thyself, my brother, my sister. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. My sister, patient, wait patiently for him. Oh, I love your name. Oh, it fits in here. Praise God. He said what? He said, fret not thyself, rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Amen. He said, the meek shall inherit the earth, and they shall delight themselves in abundance of peace. Praise God. That's your portion. Amen. The desolate hath many more children than she that hath an husband. Look at that. You know the story of the wheat and the tares. Which of them grow faster? The wheat and the tares. The tares. Praise God. The tares grows what? Faster. We know that, let's go to that. When Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. What was the motive of this wicked one? for the tares to do what? To choke the true seed. Amen. He said, so we come to, we are still on Psalm 37. Let's turn to 12 and 13 for the answer. Amen. He said, the wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. He said, the Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. Amen. Amen. His day is coming. Amen. And what day is that? When the time, what day is that? When the servants went to their master. He said, master, but you sown what? Good seed. But we found what? Tares among them. We want to go and do what? Uproot them. He said, hold on. Let them both grow together. Until the harvest. We are coming to that time when? Oh, hallelujah. Their time, their day is coming. He said, let them both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together the first, the tares, and bind them in bundles to bend them. But gather the wheat into my barn. Amen. Fret not, my brother. Fret not, my sister, for what are happening. Amen. Verse 14. It said, the wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent his bow to cast down the poor and the needy and to slay such as be of upright word, conversation. See the works of the wicked one. Amen. Fret not thyself. Praise God. Fret not thyself. Say the wicked has what? Drawn their sword and bent their what? Their bows to cast down what? The poor. Oh, it makes us to remember that day when the children of God left what? Egypt. Amen. Oh, King Pharaoh and his army. They have drawn their sword, bend out their bows. They want to what? They want to bring down, cast down what? The children of God. Amen. But what happened? You see, we are taking all this consolation. We are taking the truth from the word that our God is able in every situation. Amen. The Bible says, then the angel of God, oh, the angel of the covenant, which was going before them, did what? Removed. Oh, hallelujah. And went behind them. See? The wicked have drawn their sword. They've drawn their bows, bend their bows against you. But one thing is that, my sister, fret not. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Fret not. Fret not thyself. Because he will do what? Yes. Oh, if he is going before you, he will be removed and go behind you. Amen. And his spirit will do what? Raise a standard. Amen. And that was what happened. Praise God. Amen. The angel of the Lord removed and went back behind them and raised what? A standard. Amen. And made what? Darkness to be in the camp of what? The enemies. Amen. While it was light in your home. Amen. Amen. The wicked one can never touch us. Amen. We, the seed of Abraham. Amen. He said we will possess every gaze of the enemy. Amen. Praise God. Nothing can what touch us. Unless. That's why we know that. What happened. It is the hand of God. Amen. Because we see it in Job's case. Amen. Amen. That God's hands, if God never allowed it, Satan could not have ever touched what? Job. Amen. He tried when he was going up and when God asked him, why? Where are you going? He said, I've been going from north to south, east and west. Ah, what is he doing? He was trying to find a way into the house of Job. Praise God. And he couldn't. Because when he goes to the east, It is what? The Lord is our shepherd. When it goes to the words, the Lord is our king. When it goes here, is that faith stands there. Oh, praise God. When it goes to the south, is that the love of God is there. Sealed. No entrance. Sealed by the Spirit of God. That's why he said we should not what? We should not do what? Ephesians 4:30. We should not grieve the Holy Spirit. As we are sealed unto the day of our redemption. Job's house was sealed. My sister, my brother, your home is sealed. Amen. The devil will try everywhere. Unless God says, okay, I give you what? The way. If not, and when he gives the way also, it has what? A good purpose. Praise the Lord. Our reaction and our response is what the Lord is looking at. So the Egyptians, God raised the standard. Amen. Then verse 5. Psalm 37 verse 5. That's what we read for our text. He said, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. And he shall bring it to pass. Amen. Let us all do that. For our brother and our sister, let's believe that way. Amen. That we will commit our ways unto the Lord and trust in him. And he shall bring to pass. Amen. And whom can we say? When we started, the prophet said that always go to what? The scripture. To find what? An example. Bible character. Praise God. To support what? Your situation, your present situation. And as we read this, whom can we call? We can call Abraham to be what? Our example. Abraham was called out and he was tested. And he received what? The promise. Amen. The Bible says, against hope, he believed hope. Amen. 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 My brother, my sister, there is nothing that can be against your hope. Amen. Said, against hope, he believed in hope. And being weak in faith, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body. Now dead, when he was about what? 100 years old. Neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Don't look at any weakness. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't look at any weakness. You are what? Abraham's seed. Just look the way how your father Abraham looked. He never looked at what? The weakness of his own body, whilst he was what, 100 years old, never looked at the weakness of what? Sarah's womb, the deadness of Sarah's womb. Praise God. The prophet says something here. He said, testing, I don't believe that the true seed of Abraham will fail. Amen. 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 When testing comes, the true seed of Abraham will never fail. They will stand just as gallant and loyal as Abraham did. Amen. Amen. Oh, let us look at verse 8 and 9. Verse 8 and 9. He said, cease from anger. Amen. We have chosen Psalm 37 to what? To bring ourselves to believe that God, he's in control of every situation. Amen. So as we are reading all this, just follow them, my brother. Follow them, my sister. And it will be perfect, laid according to his word. Because it will never fail. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Amen. See, when you start to fret. You see, it will lead you to do what? Evil. Something that you don't need to do because you've thrown yourself into that kind of what, situation. You are fretting. So it makes you what? You may do something wrong. You may say something wrong. Praise God. So, fret not thyself. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evil doers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the what? They shall inherit the earth. Amen. Oh, do we have a living example in the Bible? Yes, sir. Praise God. Some people brought wrath into the camp of Israel. And we are talking about those 10 elders. See? They brought wrath to the camp of what? Israel. They brought anger into the camp of Israel. And what did God do? He said, I will disinherit them. Amen. Amen. Because they did that, they were what? Disinherited. But they that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Amen. And we knew of what? We know of Joshua and Caleb. Yes, sir. That's the way we got to say. Joshua and Caleb waited upon the Lord, and they inherited what? The promised land. See? They told the people when they got angry, when there was wrath in the camp, they told the people, only rebel not ye against the Lord. Neither fear ye the people of the land. My brother, my sister, don't fear anything of the enemy. He will come like what? Goliath. Just be a David. Amen. Amen. He will come lay what? Red seas. Just be like what? Moses. He will come and lay Jordans before you. Amen. And all those big walls of Jericho. Be like Joshua. Amen. He said, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them. And the Lord is with us. Fear them not. Let no one frighten you from what you are doing. My brother, my sister, sometimes the enemy will come and just whistle in your ear. See, you know, say, I don't know anything. All I know is what? My God. Amen. Amen. I don't know anything. All I know is my Lord liveth. Amen. And in him I will trust. Amen. Praise God. So, we need Joshua and Caleb. Now let's see. Read something from the prophet here about Joshua possessing the enemy's gates, preached in 1959, Jeffersonville, paragraph 40. He said, and Joshua stood there, loyal. The little man said, I don't care how big they are. Amen. Amen. I don't care what kind of spear they've got. How high their cities are walled, and how great it is. Our promise is that the gate will be possessed by the seed of God. Amen. It will be possessed by what? The seed of God's children. And we are going over to take them. We are going over to claim. Praise the Lord. The prophet said, oh, that's the true seed. That's what? The true seed. Amen. He said, lot of them that were born natural seed said, see, we are not of the natural seed. They said, we just can't do it. Never ever thought that it cannot be possible. Amen. Amen. Take that thought away from you. We just can't do it. There is no need of even crying. We are outnumbered. We are outclassed. We are, see, they are just complaining and complaining. We cannot do this. We cannot do that. It can't be possible. Take all negatives.
Amen.
Out from your thoughts.
Amen.
You see, they were looking what the eye saw. And Joshua was looking what God said.
Amen.
The seed of Abraham doesn't look at any of the natural things. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. The seed of Abraham doesn't look at what the natural things. Oh, the doctor is here, but let me say it. They don't look at what? The medical things.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
We look at faith.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. No matter what the doctor said, eh? Said, oh, see, these complications and, you know, it has to do this, that, that. Hey!
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So take all your isms and isms and isms.
Yeah.
I have my God.
Yeah.
Oh, by faith,
yeah,
all these are possible.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, doctor, don't go and throw your stethoscope away, eh? Amen. But anyway, faith.
Hallelujah.
Faith.
Hallelujah.
Is greater than all things.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Oh yes, medicals are good. The prophet himself said it washes what? All the bad things from what? The body. Amen. But healing is in the hands of God. You see, they look to what the Lord said. That's the promise.
Amen.
So let's look at what God has said about us.
Amen.
Amen. Seed of Abraham. Let's look at that. That what if Abraham would have looked to the natural at a woman 90 years old? Hey! Abraham will be looking at the wife like this. Yeah, 90 years. And God says, we are going to have a child. My. Doubts would have come in.
Yes.
See, the devil have thrown doubts in. And then the promise of God can never what, stand.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
So, Abraham was not looking how old the wife was. He was not looking at how he himself was. Amen.
Amen.
But he was looking at what? God's word.
Amen.
Let's look at God's word. My brother, my sister, look at God's word.
Amen.
Amen. It will never fail.
Amen.
To never fail.
Amen.
It is yea and amen.
Amen.
To never fail. He said he didn't look at those things. He said he counted those things as if they were not. Counted them as if they were. They were not. It doesn't even exist. Praise God. My wife is not old. Oh, she's a young woman. Praise God. For he only looked at what God said. Said, I'll bless you, Abraham. I'll give you a seed by Sarah. He believed it. You don't look to the opposition. Don't look at any opposition. He looked at the word. He looked at God, what God said. And God said it, that settles it.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Brethren, if you allow me, I just want to give you a little testimony about myself. Brethren, any time I face tests and trials, I consider it as I am face to face with God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That's how I always take it.
Yes.
When trials and tests comes, I see that I am face to face with God. And I consider that situation a sacred situation because he's waiting to see my reaction and my response. Praise the Lord. If it could help anyone. Any trial, test comes your way, consider it as you are face to face with him. He's waiting to see your reaction and your response. Praise the Lord. I consider that a sacred something and stand upon it and let what? My faith begins to work in his presence. Praise the Lord. Raise my faith and believe that, oh Lord, yes, I begin to proclaim his name. Oh, merciful God, gracious. Hallelujah. Proclaim his name. Merciful, gracious, long-suffering, abundant in goodness and truth. There you are, Lord. Because I know that very trial and test, he's with me. He's in the same boat with me. Face to face. In every trial and test, don't look at your own self, don't look at the test, don't look at the trials. But just make it a sacred time with the Lord, that he's waiting for your response, your reaction, just like what Job did. Amen. One after the other, one after the other, till even the last one, all his children. But he said he rose up, shaved his head, fell upon his face, and worshipped God. Because he could see that he was in face to face with God. Amen. And God was watching his reaction and his response. Praise the Lord. Let's take notice of that, brethren. He's always close to us. And in the message book, Hidden Life with Christ, preached in Minneapolis, 1956, he said, it depends on where your faith stands. Amen. Your salvation is good as long as your confession is good. Amen. 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 Take it here, my brother. He said what? It depends on where your faith stands. And he said, your salvation is good as long as your confession is good. He's looking at what? Your confession. Amen. To make it what? Good. He's looking at your testimony to make it what? Good. And if it is good, you make it good. Then the prophet continued. He said, but when your confession drops, then your salvation is what? Gone. When your confession drops, your salvation is what? Is gone. For he is what? The high priest. Oh, hallelujah. He is the high priest sitting on the right hand of God. Oh, doing what? Interceding. So he's waiting for your confession. Amen. He is our high priest, my brother. On the right hand of God, doing what? Interceding. Amen. He makes intercessions for our confession. Amen. When your confession is good, with faith, believing, then he what? Takes that and what? Intercede for you. Praise the Lord. So let's our confession this morning. Yes, Solomon is coming. That's our confession to him. He will make it good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's your confession. And then he said, He's sitting at the right hand of God to make intercessions on your confession. That's what happens. So as long as your confession is faith, believing, he will make it good. But he said when your confession drops, your salvation is gone. When doubt comes in, you cannot use doubt to bring anything to pass. But your faith, he will bring them to pass. So he's waiting for our confession. Amen. Our confession this morning, my brother, that's what he's waiting for. Amen. He said, the desolate has many what? More children than she that has what? And husband. But he said, rest in the Lord. And wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way. Because of the man that bringeth what? Wicked devices to pass. Don't look at them. Amen. He said, a little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. Amen. So let us not fret ourselves. Said, trust in the Lord and do good. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of your heart. God bless you. Amen. So commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Let's repeat it again. Trust in the Lord and do good. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Amen. You bring to pass what? Our confession this morning. Amen. Our confession this morning. He will bring it to pass. He said he is the high priest, sitting at the right hand of God, making intercessions for our confessions. So this morning, my brother, the prophet said, depends on what? Your faith. Where your faith stands. Amen. It depends where your faith stands. He's there right now this morning to make intercessions upon the basis of what you believe. Your confession this morning, he will make it good. Praise the Lord. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will never fail in any way. Brethren, prophet said. That's the way he does. Just about the time it gets the very darkest hour, then Jesus comes along. Amen. The darkest time in your life, so that's when Jesus comes along. Amen. Amen. We all know the story. The disciples in a boat the night in the troubled sea. Amen. So dark, then they saw an image. Amen. They were afraid. Said, it is I.
Amen.
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 It is I.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Your darkest. Yes. Time in your life. He is very, very close. Very close. When all seems like it's gone, it's lost. He is very close.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's what I'm saying. In every test and every trial, believe it that he's face to face with him. He's waiting for your what? Your confession.
Amen.
Amen. To make it good. to make intercessions. He said, we fret and worry, we Christian, when the baby gets sick or something happens or somebody doesn't show up. We just so nervous and upset. We should just sit quiet.
Amen. Amen.
Just sit quiet. He's the one who commanded it.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He's the one who commanded it to come your way.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are living under his dispensation.
Amen.
We are living under his dispensation.
Amen.
He has already what? Build up your own life already.
Hallelujah.
And so at the time you reach your dispensation, it could be high, it could be low, high, low. Oh, my brother, my sister, he's in everything.
Yeah.
We are living under his dispensation. He said we are living under his grace.
Amen.
Living under his dispensation. Living under his grace. Just sit still. He will be along after a while. Don't worry.
Amen.
That's right. Just remember, he works all things together for good.
Amen.
Just remember, he works all things together for good to them that love him. Then in the message book, Jehovah Jireh, he said, a real child of Abraham, born again in the Spirit of God, is satisfied that God is going to keep his word.
Amen.
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 God is going to keep his word. While he's waiting on his strength, we wait on his strength. Praise God.
Amen.
Then the prophet says that, amen.
Oh.
He said, he doesn't fret. You see? He just lay there and nursed his little way right back to strength again. So no matter how you are weak, my sister, just let him be your strength. And work yourself back to strength again. Oh, hallelujah. It said, we are God's children that lean upon his promise and nurse our strength from God.
Amen.
Oh, where do you want to nurse your strength from? No one but God. Oh, this morning, Lord, we are here to nurse. Oh, as babies, we are here to nurse God from you. Amen. And then the victory day, he said, he prayed. It was a prayer. He said, dear God, may we not fret now after this. After this, may we not what? Fret. Praise God. After this service, may we not ever fret again. Amen. May we not fret now after this. And remember that these trials and things come upon us are only done because God loves us.
Amen.
He gives it to us because he's got confidence in us.
Amen.
He believes that we have faith and love him, that we will be able to overcome. He will see to it. Amen.
Amen.
So even in your overcoming, he will see to it. That word, you overcome. He will give you the support.
Amen.
It's the only thing that you believe by faith. Amen. Even the trials that he said, he will do what? He will see to it that you overcome.
Amen.
And may we not fret and stew about it. May we just walk up there, musicians start coming, and speak the word, and walk forward. The sea will open. The V-Day will come. Oh, praise the Lord. Brethren, this morning, he's on the right-hand side of God, waiting for what? Our confession. If your confession is good, he will make it good. By faith, amen. Said, if your confession drops, then your salvation is gone. Let us lift up high our confession this morning by faith. Brethren, praise the Lord. Believing that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Today, the service is to what? Encourage all of us. With our brother and sister here this morning, they followed what? What the scripture says. After all this, they've come to the house of God to worship. Amen. And surely it will be unto them according to what? Amen. His word. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Do you love him?
Amen.
Let's see what the musicians have for us. And let us all just worship him.
Amen.
This morning. Let's worship him.
My faith looks up to thee. Thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine, thou hear me while I pray, take all my guilt away. Oh, let me from this day be holy done. May thy rich grace abound, strength to my faith. Heart, my zeal inspire, as thou hast died for me, oh, may my love to thee. Changeless be and
oh, hallelujah.
Be found while life's dark days I tread, every creeps around me spread. Be thou my God, in darkness until today, wipe sorrow's tears away. Oh, let me in heaven's tree fall.
Amen. Let's read the words. Let's start from the beginning. He said, my faith looks up to thee.
Hallelujah.
Thou Lamb of Calvary.
Amen.
Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray. Take all my guilt away.
Amen.
Oh, let me from this day be wholly thine. Second verse. May thy rich grace impact,
strength to my fainting heart. Let my zeal inspire as thou hast died for me. Oh, may my love to thee, oh, hallelujah, be pure, warm, and changeless be.
Hallelujah.
A living fire. While thy dark maze I tread and griefs around me spread, be thou my guide, Lord. Be darkness turn today. Oh, yes, every darkness will turn today. Every sorrow will turn to joy. Amen. Said, wipe sorrow's tears away. Nor let me ever stray from thee aside. Oh, praise the Lord. Give us another song.
We'll walk in the light, beautiful light. Come with a new drops of mercy in your pride. Shine all around us by day and by night, beauteous, the light of the we'll walk in the light, the beautiful we'll walk in the light, beautiful light, come with the new drops of mercy around. Shine all around us by day and by night, Jesus, the light of the world. Holy saints of light, holy saints of light, proclaim Jesus, the light of the world. Oh, life and mercy. Jesus, the light of the world. We'll walk in the light, we'll walk in the light. Beautiful light, come with the dew drops of mercy.
Of mercy bright,
shine all around us
by day and by night.
Jesus, the light of the world.
Yes, Savior called.
Yeah, the Savior's hidden Lord. Jesus, the light of the world. Send the gospel to Jesus, the light of
we'll walk in the light, the beautiful light.
We'll walk in the light, beautiful light. Shine with the dewdrops of mercy applied. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Why not seek him?
Why not we seek him this morning?
Today, Jesus, the light of the world.
Oh Lord, this morning, we have come apart.
With
our confessing, O Lord Jesus,
the narrow way,
knowing that, O Lord
Jesus,
you are the high priest, O Lord,
we walk in the light, the beautiful,
and we are here, Lord, this morning,
the light,
to make intercession, Lord,
beautiful light,
in our lives, Lord Jesus,
with the truth,
oh Lord Jesus,
Lord, mercy are bright.
We draw ourselves
upon the Lord around us by day and by
Lord
night.
Jesus, Lord,
our Jesus, the light of the world.
Yes, Lord, we confess, Lord.
Confess,
give our confession this morning.
As you
let's confess to him.
Jesus, the light of the world.
Jesus, we know who you are.
Yeah.
never stop him, Lord. It will never fail.
The light, the beautiful
that's
light.
That's what we are seeing, Lord God.
The light.
Oh, yes, Lord
beautiful
Jesus.
Light.
This morning, Lord God.
Come
with we come, Lord.
You drops of
mercy. Your hearts open. Believing and trusting in you, Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let us all just now bring our confession before him this morning.
Hallelujah.
Oh, he's the high priest.
Amen.
And he's here this morning.
Hallelujah.
Oh, he is at the right hand of God, making intercession. He's still there. What's your confession this morning?
Lord, we love
what do you want to confess
Lord,
to him?
We worship you, Lord Father, and though Lord Savior, Father,
what is your testimony about him?
Fail,
Father, what do you want Father, to say
Father,
to him?
Savior, Father, may not
what is in your need?
Lord Savior, Father, but Lord, we are glad that Lord,
let everything come out.
Lord has been ignited, Lord Savior, Father,
by faith.
Lord, see that Lord Savior is buried deep.
We know.
Flesh. Lord, as long
how?
As Lord, Savior,
through faith.
With thee, Lord. Lord is longing to walk even in the light.
Many received.
But no matter how, Lord, the body would feel.
The prophet
Lord,
said,
Savior.
It depends Lord, where Lord, your faith stands this morning.
Father, there's that call. Father, there's that cry, Lord Savior. Lord, there's that
where
Lord,
your faith
Savior,
is.
Desires, Lord. Father, worship, Lord. There's
but we know.
Desires, Lord Savior, to be lifted closer to thee, Lord Savior God. Father,
he took everything Lord, away from
sustain.
Job.
Father, you sustained, Lord Savior.
But yet,
Father, flesh,
Job
Lord,
believed.
Lord, that the soul
he confessed
Lord,
him.
But Lord, the soul may get that he desires.
Is that
Lord,
in
Savior,
all
God.
This,
but Lord,
Job
Lord,
never.
Savior. Lord, if we don't have soul food, Lord. Father, your holy
he never
word,
sinned
Savior.
With his lips.
Then, Lord Savior, how? Lord, when we get through, Lord Savior, this, Lord, how will we survive? Lord Savior, Father, oh, precious, beloved Savior. This,
Job said
Lord,
truth
Lord, Savior, and the doubt
in pray. The face
Jesus,
of all Lord, the tests and trials that came his
Lord,
way.
A different week, Lord Savior, God. Let it be, Lord
he
Savior,
said truth.
A different day, Lord, that we may see
this
day,
morning, Lord.
Song, when we would say,
we thank you, you have come face to face.
Lord, we will be glad, Lord.
Face to face Lord, with us, Lord.
Lord, bless your word given unto us upon this day.
Waiting
bless
to hear
servant, Lord. Lord, is ministered,
our confession, Lord.
Father, Lord, even upon this day.
Father,
Lord, it has not spared, Lord.
We are making
Lord,
our confession, Lord, this morning.
Wholeheartedly, Lord,
because
Savior.
We know who
Lord,
you are.
Tonight,
we
Lord.
Believe the Lord
even upon this day.
In you.
Sister, Lord, and
all
Lord,
things
Lord,
are
Savior.
Possible.
Lord, I ask your grace, comfort, Lord. Father, where we cannot, Lord,
oh,
Savior.
Oh, yes, Lord,
you
Jesus.
Be, Lord, Savior. Father, that Lord unseen hand,
we
Lord.
We see you are the Lord, the merciful
Lord,
God.
Lord, Father, Lord, my Lord, Savior. Father, Lord, the hurt would
gracious
not be to us, Lord.
God.
Lord, we ask your grace, Lord. And
oh,
even as ministered
yes,
upon
Lord
this day,
Jesus.
We are standing upon your promise, Lord. That, Lord, many days hence,
your word
Lord,
is true.
Father, we were here. Lord, our sister, Lord.
Your word is
Lord,
true.
Lord, once more
we trust
Lord,
in you,
Lord, and we believe,
Lord,
Lord
this
Father,
morning.
Father, there be no accidents this time.
We
Lord,
delight
Father,
ourselves
you
in you, O God.
Savior. Lord, it comes to pass, Lord, Savior God.
And we know
yes,
the Lord,
Lord
Jesus,
Savior,
as you have
Father,
said.
Our brother, Lord, and sister. Guide them, Lord, we pray. Lord, even in these days.
You shall
Lord,
give us our heart desires, Lord.
Hardship, Lord Savior,
we believe it, O Lord Jesus.
Savior, all the saints, Lord. Even upon this day, Lord, that have come out, Lord, Father.
In the name of
Lord,
Jesus Christ,
day,
Lord,
Lord. Bless your word. Minister unto us, Lord, even upon this day, Lord, Savior God.
Mm.
Bless the Lord, Father, you, Lord. There where they be, Lord, trusting, Lord, in you, Lord. Lord, that you are confirming, Lord. Lord, that you are answering, Lord. Father, all that is required, Lord.
Thank
Lord,
you,
your
Jesus.
Children, Lord, that have not come today. Whether they've traveled, Lord. Mm. Whether they're ill, Lord. Whatever the situation, Lord. You provide what is
thank
necessary,
Lord.
Lord. Father, for this portion of the journey, Lord, for them where they'd be, Lord, Savior God, you guide
thank
us,
you,
keep
Lord
us,
Jesus.
Lord, even upon this time, Lord, and we'd be careful to give thee the glory, Lord, we'd be careful to give thee the honor, Lord, Savior God, be with us, keep us, sustain us, nourish, Lord, Father, our souls.
Yes,
ever, Lord,
we Jesus.
Pray in Jesus' holy name.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, you have proven to us this morning
amen.
That you are always over, ever present, Lord.
Hallelujah.
When your word is read, God, you always come to make it, Lord, good.
Hallelujah.
And Father, we thank you this morning that, Lord, you have come, O God, to speak to our hearts, Lord.
Amen.
And Father, we thank you the Lord, your word, we hold as truth, Lord. That, Father, we would trust in you, God.
Amen.
We would delight in you, Lord Jesus. We will commit all our ways, Father, unto you.
Amen.
And, Father, this morning, as we see our precious brother Mike and the wife Patient,
Amen.
Lord, in the house of God this morning, Lord, they are making good, Lord,
Hallelujah.
The message, Lord, they had last
Amen.
Friday. And Father, they see Job and they see David.
Hallelujah.
Father, they know what you did for them after. Amen. When, Lord, they threw themselves and worshiped you.
Amen.
They have come to your presence this morning
Amen.
To do likewise to God.
Amen.
Even as the prophet said, in every situation in our lives, let us go back to the word. And find a biblical character.
Hallelujah.
And follow that same steps, Lord.
Amen.
Father, they have done it, Lord,
Hallelujah.
According to your word, God.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, we believe in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Lord, your word has never failed.
Amen.
Your promises has never failed. And as, Lord, you did for Job,
Amen.
You restored all that he lost to God.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we know you restore to our brother and our wife
Hallelujah.
In the name of
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Same also as David, O Lord,
Amen.
You restored unto him, O Lord,
Hallelujah.
A child that was to be even, oh, with wisdom, Lord.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Oh, we believe that our Solomon,
Amen.
Oh, will be here in any moment, O God.
Amen.
That is our belief this morning, Lord.
Hallelujah.
The whole church as a family,
Amen.
As one body in Christ, Lord. Oh, Lord, we have brought our faith together.
Amen.
Oh, to bring this to come to pass.
Amen.
And Father, we lift them up as our confession.
Hallelujah.
The Lord as our high priest, Lord. Oh, that you make intercessions, Lord. And anything that of God will stand against it, Lord, you are the one. Father, that will raise standards.
Hallelujah.
Your spirit will raise standards, Lord.
Amen.
Against every opposition. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for your word, Lord. And Father, this moment, we want to remember our pastor and some of the brethren and all the youths
Amen.
That have traveled to North Ireland, O God. Father, we know the Lord Jesus, you have, O Lord, oh, made this their meeting to come, O Lord, for a purpose, O God. We commit our youth, Lord, into your hands.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Looking at how the world is going, we commit
Amen.
Our children, Lord, into your hands.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus, let your spirit of God always overshadow
Amen.
Them against, Lord, the works and evils of this world.
Amen.
We see how things are moving. We know that, Lord, your coming is so near. And we want our children, all of God, oh, to be part of that band, oh, that will be caught up with you, Lord.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to say thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
We know the Lord, our brother and sister, will have great cause
Amen.
To glorify you.
Amen.
Coming back to give testimony and glorify your name.
Amen.
We commit, Lord, ours. Wives and sisters, Lord, that are father with babies, Lord, with life in their wombs, Lord Jesus. We commit them into your hands. The Lord Jesus, as their transition is coming to the very end, O Lord, they need your strength, Lord. Father, strengthen them, O God. We pray that, Lord, the gifts that are in there, O Lord, will come. And Father, we will bless your name. And as many the Lord Jesus are waiting, O God, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, you always make good. Father, you said you will let them spring forth. Oh, even in the desert areas, rivers will spring forth, O God. You make a highway, even in and our wilderness, Lord. There is no dryness, Lord, in your house, O God. We believe it this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. That every request that have been laid this morning, as our confession of God, you intercede, Lord, for us. We believe it in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. In Jesus' name, we pray, O God, with all thanksgiving. Amen. Bless, Lord Jesus, our visitors amongst us, O God. Father, let Lord Jesus, your blessings and your mighty hand be upon them, O God. Father, you know their ways, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, let your word, O God, be an impact upon their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Oh, how many love the Lord?
Hallelujah.
And I can see our precious brother, Lubanza, the back there. God richly bless you, brother, and welcome to our meet this morning. God richly bless you, brother. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now let's worship him with one or two songs, and today has been a blessed day. We believe it. Amen. Amen. God bless you, brother.
Jesus, I want to die to my will. Be born anew in your grace.
I will be done.
For as I am, I cannot please you. And all I want to see is your face. Oh, thine will be done. Thy will, Lord, be done in my life. For not my will, not my will, Lord, but thine be done. Done in my whole life. When I do good, Lord, when I do good, evil's present. In God's presence, I'm a blessing. I must decrease, He must increase. Your power in me is there, I believe. This you bled on Calvary. Your bride's no longer a mystery. Thy will, Lord, thy will be done. Be done, Lord, be done in my own life. Not my will, Lord, but thine be done. God in my whole life. When I do good, when I do good, evil's present. In God's presence, I'm a blessing. Jesus, I want to die, you must live. In your word is grace to believe. I won't let you go till you bless me. Like Jacob, I'll wrestle till I'm free. Thy will, Lord, thy will be done, in my own life. Oh, not my will, Lord, but thy be done. God in my whole life. When I do good, when I do good, evil's present. In God's presence, I'm a blessing. When I do good, Lord, when I do good, evil's present. In God's presence, I'm a blessing.
Dear Heavenly Father, once again we thank you, Lord, for your grace and for your mercy, Lord, bringing us and
hallelujah,
us into thine house, Lord. Father, we thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for gracing us, Lord, with your presence, Lord. Father, we just come before you, Lord, to give praise and to give thanks for your word that you brought unto us, Lord, to sustain us, to
amen,
feed us, Lord, and
amen,
to address to our needs.
Yes.
Father, to give us, Lord, that assurity from your word that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Father, we pray at this time, asking you to take the same word, Lord, and place it right in our hearts.
Hallelujah.
Father, and let it produce that which you have sent it forth, Lord.
Amen. For.
As you have said in your word, Lord, Father, you will not send it unto us, Lord, and it will bring it come back unto you void.
Yes.
Father, we just pray, Lord Jehovah, that let it bring forth, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, the results.
Amen.
Father, we pray, thanking you so much, Lord, at this time for the wonderful time that we've spent in your house, Lord.
Amen.
Father, what a blessed thing it is, Father, that you could gather us, Lord Jehovah, in such a humble gathering, and yet a gathering with a promise, Lord. Father, that where two or three are gathered in your name, you are there in their midst,
Amen.
Lord. Father, we thank you so much that your ways are past finding out, and you work in such humble ways, Lord.
Amen.
Father, that you can grace us, Lord, with so much divine presence, Lord.
Amen.
Father, to feast at your table.
Hallelujah.
Father, to gather in heavenly places in Christ Jesus,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Father, what a blessed calling it is that we have, Lord. Father, at this time, as we dismiss to go our separate ways, may your presence be with us, Lord. May
Amen.
Your grace be with us.
Amen.
Father, even those that came in with needs, Father, let them go back rejoicing.
Hallelujah.
Dear, at this time, thanking you so much even for the visitors in our gates, Lord.
Amen.
Father, thanking you to see our brother Lubanza even in our midst, Lord.
Yes,
Father, we
Lord.
Thank you and we glorify your name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father, may you be with your sons and daughters, Lord, as they travel, Lord Jehovah, after a service, Lord,
Amen.
In each and every place where they are gathered at this time.
Mm.
We glorify your name in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Oh, give us one praise.
We are marching over to Jerusalem.
Oh no.
We got the power in the name of Jesus. We got the power in the name of the Lord. Oh, Satan, oh, we got the power in the name of the Lord. Give me your hand.
Let's agree
together. Let all our enemies crumble and bind on it, shall be bound in it, shall be bound in the name of Jesus. Set a nest to grow. We got the power in the name of, we got the power, we got the power. In the name of the Lord, we'll take ten great glory rages and enraging. We can never ever be defeated. We got the power in the name of the Lord. For many years now, Satan tried. He tried to stop us, but the church of Jesus is still alive. Like a mighty army, we'll keep marching and marching, winning every battle. With the Lord on, we got the power, we got the power in the name of, we got the power, amen. We got the power in the name of the Lord. No Satan pray, no erasures and erasures. We can never ever be defeated. We got the power in the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, oh, oh, hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah.